eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Can't get enough of the Fan in the Morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
All right, today I got you. I got the thumbs up. We do a podcast. Al, what's up?
Oh, hi there, Jerry.
Yo.
So I had two different restaurant experiences locally. And I want to see what you think of these, Jerry. So one, I go to a local restaurant Friday evening. Now we went, I think we had like 5:30 reservations or something, And the place was empty. Now I knew it was going to get filled up, right? It's a small place.
Sure,
small place. So it was Gina and I, so we're a couple. So there was one other table that had people at it in this place at this time. They were a couple. They sat us right next to them.
That's annoying.
The whole restaurant was
that
empty.
That is annoying.
A small restaurant.
You don't need to be on the other end of the restaurant.
Right.
Couple tables.
Even
spacing.
One table.
I agree.
Because it didn't fill up. Now, it eventually, by the time we were done with our meal, it was full. But it's understandable to sit right next to somebody when the restaurant's full. I expect it.
100%.
I don't expect it when the restaurant is empty.
No, that would be quite annoying.
It's weird.
Yes, quite annoying.
Then, the same place... The waiter comes over and goes through the specials. None of them written down. And it's not one special or two specials.
He's just telling you.
Yeah.
He's rattling them off.
Rattling them off.
That's become pretty common, actually.
I don't know, Twitter, why? I like to look to see what I'm... I asked Twitter why this is. Like, if you're in the restaurant industry, perhaps There's a strategy to this.
Yeah.
Like, why do you not write down the specials
and print
a sheet of paper.
I'd love to know what they said.
Yeah.
My guess would be that they might not know what the specials are till that morning.
And
they're not taking the time to print it out. It's just, here you go, guys. Tell people. We need to get rid of this stuff.
Right. But a simple Word document and a print.
I said they're being lazy.
And especially this place probably has 15 tables in it.
Yeah.
Like, print it out.
Lazy.
Some places will print out a specials, but will give you one for the table. That's another funny thing.
Right.
Yeah, it'd be like you and your wife
at
dinner, and then one of you gets a special. Like, come on.
Yeah, I hear you.
And it wasn't like, they weren't simple specials. It was like, and he went through the whole thing with the, so certain people said they
don't
want
to. Back to the second one?
Yeah. So this is what people told me, the people in the restaurant business. They said, one, they're too cheap to print it out, which is what he said. Two,
too cheap.
They think the interaction with the waiter or waitress is good, and that you'll be more engaged to order a special if you hear it told to you versus reading it.
Okay. I don't know if I buy that, but all right.
And then the third one, which wasn't true in this place, they said they don't want you to know the price. But this guy told me the prices of everything.
Yeah, so that's not valid in this
case. That wasn't valid. I just didn't like print it out. Because I said to after he got about to his fourth one, I said, I'll be honest with you, I don't know what you've said.
And you're already annoyed with where you're sitting.
And I'm already annoyed where I'm sitting. I don't know what you've said. I'm not even going to order a special. I'm going to pick something that I can look at and evaluate and compare on the menu. One thing this place also had, which I actually respect, it said, we will not alter any
okay
of the meals, which I don't like that, but I respected it. I was like, good for them.
That's fair.
Now, like what Gina,
also run the risk of someone walking out.
Right. Now, what Gina said, she says that way there's no way they could screw it up. Because
true, but
they're not going to screw up your order.
There are certain things you could be allergic to. You just don't like.
Yes,
you know, like there.
That's true.
And I'm not one of these people that you know ask to, you know, alter meals like crazy. We've seen people. We know people that do that.
Meal alterers.
But for instance, if there's a meal that's got onions in it, get them the hell off my dish. I don't want them. I don't like them. And if that's going to be a deal breaker, I'm leaving. You know, I don't think that's a huge ask.
Yeah, because what it does is it eliminates your options on the menu. So, like, I don't like cheese.
Right.
So anything with cheese on it, normally I could say without the cheese.
Yeah,
but
right.
Sorry, that's altering the menu.
Correct. That is correct.
So as much as I wanted to critique this place on social media, Jerry, not on social media, but in, like, Google reviews.
In a review.
I was all set. I was all prepared for review. Chef comes over, huge fan.
And then that was out.
I was like, this place is awesome.
So you can be bought, too.
I can be bought.
Can't we all?
I can be bought.
That is hilarious.
Okay, then the next evening, Saturday evening, Jerry.
That's right. Your weekend restaurant horse.
Weekend restaurant guy.
Yes.
Go to another restaurant. A place that, this is a newer Italian place in a surrounding town.
Okay.
That has such great food, I don't understand why it's not always packed.
Really?
Like, we could always get
in. Word
hasn't
gotten out yet, I guess.
Word hasn't gotten out yet. So, again, though, we tend to dine out earlier than usual.
Was this 3:30?
We normally go there at like 5. But this time we went at, it was late. We got a very late start, 7 o'clock.
Wow.
So the place was hopping. There was a very loud guitar and bass player playing. Very loud. And it appeared this guy was just learning the guitar.
Oh, God.
It was terrible. Like, bad. So we sit down. It is blasting.
Right.
So the waiter comes over, and I shout my order because I'm trying to make a point. I'm like, what kind of beer do you have on tap? So there's a couple next to us. There's a couple and their parents. So one of the couple's parents. And I'm complaining to Gina loudly. This sucks. This thing sucks. I can't believe this. I go, I got to get out of here. Let's go. I said to the waiter, I go, can you move us to the back? Like, this is brutal.
Right.
Get up and move to the back. A beer comes to my table. That gentleman sent you a beer. The table we were sitting next to that heard me screaming.
Right.
His dad was playing the guitar.
Oh, man.
Jerry, I can't win. I can't win for losing.
Well, that's what happens when you open your mouth.
Again, I was going to be like, why would you have a loud band playing? This guy looks like he's learning to play the guitar.
I'm amazed he sent you a beer when you were insulting his dad.
Yeah, I know.
Like, my God.
I know. This is how nice people are sometimes.
I guess, you know what? You made them feel bad.
I know. Actually, I felt bad about it. I got to...
They made you feel... You made them feel bad.
Yeah.
Because they're sitting there watching their dad, who clearly was struggling, and you're complaining about it so much so you wanted to be moved.
Yeah.
They probably felt like crap and embarrassed.
Yeah. They appeared to have some drinks in them, so they seemed to be having a good time. And I... So I felt bad about that. So again, could I put that in a review? No, I cannot.
No, you can't.
Because I can't be a douche.
You are reviewless this weekend.
Because I was on such a tear, Jerry. Like, I was in such an angry,
and that sucks too. And it's the only thing you're really doing that you're looking forward to all weekend. Just to have any annoyance when you go out stinks.
Like, put them on the far part of the bar, or just lower. If they really would have just lowered the,
right, just give us a good ambience. You don't need it to
jacked
be
it up.
I know. I'm with you. But I'm even like that at, like, not that I go to clubs. I don't.
Yeah, when you're clubbing?
No, but I've been to a few. They reach levels of absurdity.
Yeah.
You can't even hear yourself think in a restaurant. That's the last thing you want. I like a nice ambience.
Yeah, that's what I say.
You know, some chatter, some music, but let's not drown us out.
Yeah.
That's tough.
So I had two experiences where I wanted to leave reviews, and now I can't.
I hear you.
You're too popular, Jerry. This program has become too popular that I can't go out and give honest reviews.
I know. They're influencing you.
By the way, in both places, the food is tremendous.
Yeah.
My issue was with where I'm sitting. the reading of the specials.
Well, the first one, I honestly don't understand why they would put you right next to the person. It does drive you nuts, because I've been in that situation too.
Yeah.
Where if there are booths, who cares? But when it's table to table, like, come on, can you separate us by one?
Right.
Just give us some space.
Right, they could have separated us by one, and then as it got filled, put someone in between us. I would have totally understood that.
All right, people are coming in, you get it.
Yeah.
But at that point, that's just stupid.
I know, because really the whole beginning part
silly
is weird.
And it puts you in a bad mood.
Yep.
Not that that takes much.
Does not take much. It does not take much these days, Jerry.
I know. I tell you, we went to Friday night. Went to an Irish bar in Chicago. Where you went there, you walked in, you walked down the stairs. You'd never even know this place was there.
Was it like really old?
It was old, yeah. It was phenomenal. It was mobbed, but here's what you would have liked. Usually when you go to a bar on a Friday or a Saturday night, it's like, oh, it takes forever to get a drink.
Yes.
And I mean, it was around the entire bar. It was too deep. I mean, it wasn't like you could get right to the bar. You had to kind of reach over. They had four or five bartenders that constantly circled. You didn't wait more than 2 minutes.
That's nice.
It was great. And we were a group of like 12 that went. Never waited more than a minute or two to get their attention, to get a drink, because they were properly staffed for this night. And I tell you, this place was packed.
Makes a huge difference.
That's a place I would give a great review to, because the drinks were good.
Yep.
And the service was outstanding.
Makes a huge difference when a place has help.
Yeah.
Any place. We talked about some of the supermarkets, the non... like Dearborn Farms, mm-hmm. and what's the other one? That Orchard, Delicious Orchards.
Delicious Orchards on 34.
Both of those places have so many people working the registers that you're not...
You never wait.
Even when it's crowded. And then you go to a place like Walmart that's got 45 registers and one of them's open.
Yeah, I know. And Target's like that too now. They want you to, they don't want to pay the people. They want you to check out yourself now.
Right.
One thing about Dearborn, and I've said this for years... And I will continue to say it is my favorite store by far.
Yeah.
Continues to be my favorite store. So this is more of a nitpick than anything. I've gotten a little tired of the deli counter not being staffed properly on Sunday morning.
That I don't like. That
they
I don't
used
care
to
for.
Have a million people back there. I get out there Sunday morning. I try to be one of the first ones in, so I can be one of the first ones out. It's like there's one older lady, and she's great, but she's not very quick, as you can imagine. And it takes sometimes 15 minutes.
Right, because the person in front of you is getting 19 different cheeses.
Oh, my God. Can you put a few more people? I mean, it's almost ruined my Dearborn experience the last several weeks.
Yeah.
But I still like the store a great deal, and I'm going to continue to go there. But it drives me crazy. I told Kim the other day, last week, I'm like, you go now. Like, I'll go in the morning. You get the cold cuts. You can go another time. I'm not doing this.
I know. It's been such a pleasure for me that I don't use the deli anymore at the because that was such
a pain in the ass,
so annoying.
I agree. I told anywhere you go, that's why Dearborn always had it good with the number, and they always had it fully staffed, and the things on the it was easy, not so easy anymore. Not on Sunday mornings,
right?
I should say.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is more of a scientific question for you, Jerry. I'm going to see...
Oh, God.
This is one of the weird thoughts I was having. So my dog is on many medications right now.
Yeah.
The total pills in a day I have to give her is 21.
You're kidding me.
21 pills.
And I give she eats them?
Up until this morning. So I was putting them in turkey.
Yeah.
I got like the cheap turkey that you get in the bin.
Yeah, sure.
So this morning, one pill fell out. While she
noticed.
She saw it. She was like, that's it.
No more turkey. Really?
Not only no more turkey, no more taking any food from me. She's lost interest. So I had to had to get to work, but she has to take these pills. So I made like a piece of toast and put peanut butter and was hiding the pills in the, but I still couldn't handle it. Now she's taking them and chewing it. So I don't know if she could be chewing capsules. My question is this, when it comes to drugs in the system, do you think it matters how it gets in your
I think it
body.
Does. I think certain pills, it does how it's dissolved in your body.
Right, this is what I think.
But like, I don't know that for sure.
Like, if you were just as a human being, Jerry, I give you these pills. I said, Jerry, in order for you to feel better, the doctor has given me these pills to give to you. Please take these with water. And you take the pills with water, and they go right into your belly.
Mm-hmm.
Then you decide you're not going to take the pills, and I've got to fool you, Jerry. And I give you a stack of pancakes, thick pancakes, and in it I hide three pills. Are those pills getting in your system properly, or are they getting mushed in with the pancakes and excreted before they are absorbed in your system?
No, I would think your body's breaking down everything that you consume is being broken down properly. I thought you were going to say if you bite into them and you break them and crush them. That I don't know.
Yeah, no, that I know for a fact. Like, there are certain pills you can't cut. The capsules are sometimes time-release capsules.
Right.
So if you're chewing them or if the dog chews them,
it's a problem.
It's a freaking problem.
There's nothing worse than when you got to give pets medicine. Like, for the cats,
yeah,
the pills have never worked.
Yeah.
Because all of our cats we've ever had have been so smart, we would do the same thing. Hide it in a treat.
Yeah.
And the first time, it's no problem.
Correct.
But then they realize very quickly, and then that's it.
Yeah.
So now the only medicine we've ever used with the cats are the little,
the syringe?
Yes. And we got to hold their mouth open and shoot it down and close the mouth and then rub the neck. That works. And you can see if it went down or not. It is brutal trying to give pets medicine. I don't know.
Yeah, because in the morning it's 12 pills, and in the afternoon it's 9. I can't throw those all down my dog's throat.
Wow. I don't know what you do.
And I did it it's been going on for 2.5 weeks. Everything was going smoothly. And then I knew what the day was coming, and today was the day where she was going to decide, not interested in
turkey
anymore.
So how many pills did she get today? Any?
I got all of them, but it was a fight.
Well, you're going to have a fight on your hands this afternoon,
I am.
Too.
I'm going to have to go. I've already made a list of things I'm going to attempt. Liverwurst, everyone told me.
Okay.
Hot dogs.
Okay.
Another type of cheese, but she's already shot down the cheese. I was doing
cheese
previously.
Cheese is easy because you can write in.
She already lost interest in cheese. She's also just lost interest in me handing her something. She's not interested. She's
well, can't
not
you put
interested.
It down on the ground and she'll eat it?
Yeah, but some of the things, like the pills, get put in loose things. And yeah.
That's a problem. You have dog pill problems.
I do.
Yeah, for sure.
Sick of it.
And she's supposed to be on this medicine forever.
It seems like it.
Oh, my God. That sounds terrible.
Then I also realized this, and this is more of a mental issue that I do need to get over, which I have not gotten over. I tried talking to Gina about this. I tried talking to Eddie about it. I already have a small, my world is small, mm-hmm. right? I don't venture out of my little box.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow, getting a dog has made my world smaller. Like,
you would think it would be bigger.
Right. It's made it smaller, and here's how. And I had an example from this weekend. 6 o'clock in the morning on the weekend, the dog was sleeping peacefully. She had already gone out. I had my breakfast. I had my coffee. I was sitting on the couch, and I was looking out at the ocean, Jerry.
Yeah.
And I said, I feel like walking right to the edge of the ocean, taking a couple deep breaths, and coming back.
Sounds fine.
I didn't do it because I have a dog. And I knew that upon re-entering, it would she'd be alerted, up, unsettled. Now I'm dealing with an unsettled dog, not worth it. So I am boxing myself in.
Yeah, you have.
Even more. Same with going upstairs. I have a beautiful view upstairs.
I know you do.
I don't go up there.
Wow.
If I go up there, she's going to stand at the bottom of the steps and whine.
Why, she won't come up?
Sometimes. Sometimes not.
Oh, boy.
To me, it's not worth it. I'm like, you know, I'll just stay down here.
Yeah, no, that's.
But I'm shrinking. My world is a...
You're a slave to the dog now.
I am. And I don't want it. And I don't know. I'm trying to mentally break myself of it. And I don't know how to do it other than completely not give two craps if
she
cries.
Wants. Yeah, the problem is you're still... Then you're listening
I'm
to
I'm still
it
dealing with
dealing
it, right?
Dealing with it worse.
Yes.
But... It's also the type of when you discipline a kid, if you give the kid everything at once,
yeah,
you're never going to get what you want. And the kid's going to become a pain in the ass. Your dog is becoming a pain in the ass.
Yes. That I've made her into.
Yeah.
By
acquiescing to everything she wants.
I feel like at a certain age with a kid, you can attempt to make and have an explanation. This is why we're doing.
Talk to them.
Yeah.
That's
true. And the dog, I can't.
No, you can't.
But I also know I can't. Something's got to give or my head's going to explode.
Yeah. That's an interesting way of thinking about it.
Yeah. I'm just shrinking. I'm going to, at some point, Jerry, and I even realized when she was sick, now she's past her peeing in the house. Because
mm-hmm.
I adjusted the medicine, not the vet. I did.
Right.
I adjusted it properly, Jerry. That I'm a doctor.
So you're supposed to give her 3 pills a day? You're up to 21?
No, 2 of the pills. Yeah. Well, I've adjusted it. It's worked.
Okay.
She's feeling better, and she's not peeing in the house.
All right.
But for that short time when she was, I was even sleeping on the couch because I didn't want her waking up peeing on the floor.
Jesus.
Figured I would hear her wake up.
What would bother me
is
it's one thing if you want peace and quiet, you go upstairs, you want to sit outside on your deck upstairs, and she's whining because you have a gate up. What would annoy the crap out of me is that she's got the freedom to just walk up the stairs
right, and
be with you. And it's almost as if she's saying, hey, come down here. This is my world, not yours.
You're right.
And you're letting her win that.
Yeah. It probably starts on the walks. I have to decide on the walks where we're going. Because now I kind of let her, hey, you want to go down this block? Yeah, we'll go down this block. You want to go this way? Yeah, we'll go smell over here. I let her be the pack leader, Jerry. I need to be pack leader.
Yeah. So you're not the dominant one.
I'm not.
That's a problem.
I am not. This is why I didn't have kids. Because I knew I would be a terrible parent of discipline.
You don't know that.
Disciplining.
You do not know that. I think it's easy to say. I don't think you know that for sure.
I also haven't fully come to grips that this is a permanent situation.
Well.
Seriously.
Unless you're going to let her just walk out the door and leave.
Which I'm not.
Right. So.
But all I keep thinking of is, because now that
life before her.
Yeah. Now that I know her and love her.
Yeah.
There's nothing I could do about it.
No, you're in a committed relationship.
But I can't get past the fact that I made this decision 3 years ago.
You have to.
I know, but I know that. I cannot mentally get past it.
That's a problem for you then, because it ain't changing.
Right, it's not changing.
Unless the Flash is here and he's going to bring you back 3 years in a day to where we can talk you out of it, which some of us tried.
Nor would I even want if someone came to me and said, I've got a big farm. I would love to have her run in the. I wouldn't give her up because I would miss her because I now know her and love her.
For sure.
I wanted to get to a point where I was prior to this relationship beginning and then make the correct decision.
Yeah. Well, you can't.
I can't. But I can't get past that in my head.
You need her to be a good, quiet dog is what you need, and she's not.
Yeah, I mean.
Because she's hurting.
Yeah.
And that's part of it. You know what? I gotta say that.
What's that?
Well, I mean, the only positive for you in terms of your head.
My mentals.
About clearing your head. And she's not going to live to be 20 years old.
Correct.
I mean, it's a terrible thought, but that you didn't get her when she was a puppy.
Right.
So she's midlife.
She's midlife.
You just got to.
But I'm midlife. Maybe I go first. No,
I would doubt it, but don't will her to me.
Oh, you're getting her, Jerry.
I got cats.
You are getting her. She loves cats, I'm sure.
She's going right to Gina. That's where she's going. She's running around Gina's house.
And Gina sometimes, very nicely, will say, well, I'll take her for the night. That is a temporary fix.
Correct.
I don't want that.
That's like when people tell me to go to the chiropractor. I'm like, I'm not interested. I want to be fixed.
Right.
I don't want to just have a Band-Aid put on.
Right.
I'm with you. I know what you're saying. Because at the end of the day, that's kind of like when people talk about, you know, boy, games being back, great distraction from my miserable life we're leading. Yeah, and then the game's over. Then what? You haven't solved anything.
Yes.
All
a temporary
you did was
fix.
Put it on the shelf for 3 hours, and when you come back, you still have the same mess that you never cleaned up.
Which is why when people use alcohol or weed to escape, you're back to your reality until you do it again. Then all of a sudden, you're in this loop where you're
correct
drinking or weeding all day
way
long.
Way too much. Because it's what makes you feel better, even though you've never really fixed the problem.
Right.
It's true. Yeah, you're in a tough spot. Because I know you mentally.
I'm in a tough spot for me. Not for normal people.
No,
normal
for you.
People can handle much worse.
For sure.
I can't handle the smallest thing.
I'm not talking about anybody else. You.
Yeah.
Which, again, comes back to why in the hell you did this in the first place.
This is what I mean, though. This is where I keep going back.
I know. Was when you were looking, because you, I mean, we talked about this a million times.
Yeah.
You were so into looking at the different breeds, and you were really into which, you know, works in a condo.
Yeah.
I mean, I really felt like you did a lot of research.
I did.
As you were looking, did you ever have in your head saying, this is a bad idea, but I really want to try it?
Yeah.
You did.
And it wasn't the breed I chose. It's the idea that I did it without a yard. So everything is a walk.
I agree with that. I said that to you.
Yeah, you did.
It's one thing when you have a dog that you can open the door with a fence and let him just go run around, get the energy out. It's like we saw when we were in Manhattan 2 weeks ago, we saw a woman walking a gigantic dog. And we're like, that dog lives in an apartment building in New York City. Like, that dog needs to run.
Yeah.
And it's the same. Now, your dog doesn't need to run. She ran a lot already. But she still needs to go out and jog and fresh air.
Which is why I like to take her on these longer walks. But then everything. And like I was saying to Gina, part of what's making my world very small, the other part is that I know if I go out to do something, when I return, I have to take her out.
Yeah. Well, for sure.
Because she's, again, when I walk in the door, she's up. She's ready to roll.
To a much, much, much lesser extent. You now have an idea of the responsibility of a parent.
Yeah, I can't imagine.
Once the baby comes out, that's where life changes. Because it's not like, hey, you want to go run out and grab something? Yeah, sure, what the hell? It's not, yeah, sure, what the hell anymore. It's, but the baby can't go there and no one can watch her and we just can't.
Yep.
Everything changes. It's very different.
Yeah.
We're at the point now after 18 years of being back to we can do what we want when we want because Matthew will be 19 soon and he's more than capable of not only watching Joseph but watching him overnight. And
yeah.
I got to tell you, it's a great feeling.
And sometimes it's hard to adjust back to that.
Yeah, we've done well.
Yeah.
But I could see that too. I could absolutely understand people that would say they had trouble with that. Like a lot of our friends are like, my God, our kids are getting older. What's going to happen when they're gone? It's going to be us stuck with one another again. I haven't had that feeling yet. Maybe my wife has. If she has, she hasn't told me.
Yeah.
But I get it. I really do.
Yeah.
You're in a spot.
I am in a spot, Jerry. All right.
I'm going to see a dog therapist.
Dog therapist. I'm going to go try liverwurst and hot dogs.
Man. I feel bad for you.
Or Eddie had a great idea. Since my dog is a scavenger on walks and will eat anything on a walk, take the pills, put them in food, drop them on the sidewalk in front of my house, and then take her out.
I mean, I hope nothing eats it by the time you get back out there. Like the homeless guy from down the block.
Or somebody else's random dog just eating all my dog's pills on the street.
That's funny.
I might try that trick.
That makes it really hard, though.
Yeah.
They have 21 pills a day.
Yeah.
God damn.
And it seems to be working.
Which is great, but...
But I also think this, out of 21 pills, it's probably one thing that's really doing the job and the others are like not working great.
And unfortunately, you don't know which one.
I'm just going to start eliminating pills.
Yeah. I guess you could. When she starts crying, you know which one you got to add back.
That's a great way to do it. Oh, she whined again. Bring that green capsule back.
Exactly.
All right, Jerry, let's do the warm-up program. You were here for that, yeah?
What?
You were here for the warm-up
program? Yeah, I was here.
Okay.
I'll be here all week.
Okay, perfect. Then we'll do that now. So...